An Auckland coffee business called Sam Māori is giving back to Samoa by importing coffee straight from Alexa Upolu. If you live in a suburban Auckland, you might have seen Sam Māori's coffee van parked up serving delicious hot coffee. And what's special about Sam Māori is the story behind it, not just the business, but also a passion for culture. Director of Sam Māori Coffee, Jessica Rawiri, is with us now in studio this morning. Marosui fu. And thank you for joining us this morning, Jessica.
Talo falava, kia ora to you, Brian. Thank you for having me here.
No, thank you for being here. That's good. So, Sam Māori, tell us all about it, the name firstly, and how you ventured into this business, Jessica.
So, I am the Samoan side of Sam Māori. My husband is Māori, and our children are a beautiful blend of both cultures being Sam Māori. The name came from our family quite a few years ago. My husband's side, they have quite a big family, and they would often refer to us as a lot of different names. And Sam Māori was the most appropriate, the most respectful way for
the
them to...
The most PC one.
Yes, that's right. And I thought, you know what? I like Sam Māori. Don't call us anything else. This is what our name represents, us as a family. So when we started business, it was a perfect name. A couple of years ago, you know, such a diverse culture in Auckland, and we thought it was something that was fitting for us, and it reflected who we are.
Why coffee for yourselves, Jessica?
Well, I love coffee. Everybody loves coffee. I wasn't sure if it was going to start with coffee, but we ended up buying a coffee car 2.5 years ago. We thought we'd give it a go. I came from a corporate background, and I wanted a change in my life where I would be more available to our children. So I was looking for another option of work. So we bought a coffee car, and we started tagging onto our kids' sports, serving coffee. And one thing led to another, and now we are very much involved in coffee, and I'm doing coffee full-time.
Were you always entrepreneurial, or are there entrepreneurs on either side of the family?
No, not at all. Our family, we don't have a background of business. A lot of hard work, a lot of sacrifice, and we don't have any business degree. We're life skills. We just took an opportunity, a leap of faith, and ran with it.
In the last 2.5 years, what has been the biggest challenge for yourselves as a business owner, Jessica?
The not giving up. Being a small business owner, it has its challenges, ups and downs. And I think you've got to believe in yourself and have faith that journey, there is a pathway. You know, don't give up. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. Focus forward and,
And tell us about this wonderful connection that you have to the motherland in Samoa.
Yeah, I think when we first started coffee, a lot of people asked us, what is your point of difference? Why coffee? Well, Sam Māori is the first, you know, that was our first point of difference. But I wanted to put truth behind our story, and I made it my mission to try and source green beans from Samoa. There's a lot of phone calls, a lot of hunting around Google, and just talking with people. And I was very fortunate to make contact with Les Beetham from Alisa Coffee. Didn't answer my phone a couple of times, but we made that connection, and I'm really grateful that he is part of our journey and bringing in the green beans for us. So that is now a point of difference for us, is bringing green beans from Samoa and incorporating it into our blend.
And a real family venture? You've got many family members involved now in the business?
Yes, Sam Māori is all about family. I've taught my daughter, who's 14, how to make coffee. My husband makes coffee. I've roped my sister into making coffee, and also my cousin. So I think we need to import more family from Samoa to come and help grow our business here, but it's definitely a family affair.
So when we're talking about growing the business, more Sam Māori coffee vans we can look forward to?
Yeah, well, we've invested in a lot of gear. We've got quite a few different setups, from coffee vans to a couple of coffee trailers, mobile in-house units. So we don't park on the side of the road or do runs. We specialise in events, major events in Auckland and corporate. So from street vendor to high-end corporate, serving coffee, yeah.
When we're talking about point of difference as well, can you tell us a little bit about what's on the menu and do we have any koko Samoa on the menu as well?
Absolutely. So we, you know, our passion of culture definitely comes through the way we set up. So we have a percentage of Samoan beans in our coffee blend. We also bring in koko Samoa from my family in Saliola. We incorporate that into one of our signature drinks, koko chino. So it's an island style mocha. So instead of using Cadbury cocoa or koko bālangi, we're using koko Samoa, and that makes a beautiful drink. Over summer, we do an ice koko. We also do a single origin cold brew over summer. So we try our best to incorporate local ingredients where we can.
Jessica, talk to me as a barista, as a business owner. What makes a good coffee?
Definitely the technique. It all starts from how you grind the beans and how that coffee, that first extraction comes through. You want a nice slow drip into a slow pour and that beautiful colour, that golden crema, I like to call it. That is the start of a good coffee.
Very good. Yeah. Nice. Now, for all our, you know, potential entrepreneurs, what's been, you know, the greatest piece of advice you've received, which you can now pass on to them as they look to potentially, you know, start up their own businesses?
Yeah, I think you've got to believe in yourself. If you've got an idea, go for it. Back yourself. It's not going to be easy. But, you know, if you're passionate and you believe in what you're doing, doors will open and you just got to keep pushing forward.